cosmic worship. That's what we're engaged in when we gather with our friends to worship God. Hello, Malcolm here. This is Teaching Tip 384 and the final part, the 11th part in the current series, Guidance for Those Hosting Parts of Sunday Worship. Today, we're wrapping it all up and talking about the cosmic element of what we're doing when we gather on a Sunday to worship together. So in this series, we've covered New Testament and Old Testament perspectives on worship. We've covered an introduction to the concept of hosting worship, which has been the thread for the whole series. We have talked about the aims of worship, general guidelines for attitude and practice of the ways in which we lead worship. We've talked about welcoming people, not doing the welcome, but welcoming people, praying on the behalf of the congregation, giving announcements and updates, testimonies. We've talked about the Lord's Supper, the closing prayer, preaching, and last time, in between bits and pieces. But today, I'd like to offer a few final thoughts on what is actually happening when we gather for worship. And firstly, let's talk about the cosmic nature of our worship. Have you thought about this? And what we do when we gather for worship in whatever building or venue you use, it when you worship together, it echoes in the cosmos, I would put it. In the book Embracing Creation, written by John Mark Hicks, Bobby Valentine, and Mark Wilson, they have this this quote here I'll give you. Through assembly, coming together, we enter the Holy of Holies as a community drawn from every nation, language, and tribe, and we join the community already gathered there, the saints who have gone before us. See, our worship is connected with the heavenlies, so it's connected with those who've gone before us in some sense. And consider this. Jesus himself worships with us when we gather. He preaches to us and sings with us, if you think about what is being said in Hebrews 2 and verse 12. What do you think about this? He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. It seems that Jesus is saying that he will be preaching to us and singing God's praises to us in the assembly. There's something interesting going on there. Have a look at that passage and see what you think it's all about. But I think there's some kind of connection there between Jesus in the heavenlies and us when we gather to worship. So when we sing together, when we pray together, we fellowship, we take the Lord's Supper, when we learn together from God's word, we connect with all the Lord's people, past and present. Our worship adds to the vast worship chorus of eternity. Cosmic worship. And then this reminds us, if we're thinking this way, that it is God who is at work among us in our worship. You see, God, of course, is with us at all times, but perhaps our awareness of his presence is most liminal at times of worship with our spiritual family gathered together. God offers himself to us for whatever we need. He's willing and able to provide what we require, and we are dealing with that when we are worshiping together, talking to him about what we need, learning from him what he has to give us. So there's a connection here. God is actually at work when we're worshiping. As an example from scripture, you might want to consider that it was collective prayer together, worshiping, that moved God to send his Holy Spirit and through that to progress his mission by supplying boldness to his people when they needed it. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, at the end of that time of prayer, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. And you may say, well, that was the first century. This is later. This kind of thing doesn't happen anymore. I have to ask you, do we still have similar needs? Is God still the same God? Will he not supply us with what we need when we gather to pray and worship, Does he not pay attention? Does he not listen? Does he not promise to answer prayer? Of course he does. How he does that, how similar it will be in detail to what we see in the book of Acts, is a different question. But surely God acts when we worship. I believe that. Do you believe that? Is there a sense of that in your local times of gathering together on a Sunday? When we worship, God acts. When you worship, your church worships, God acts. That is an inspiring thought regarding our times of worship together, isn't it? Well, let's wrap up. As you can see from what we've talked about today, meeting on a Sunday is much more than tea and teaching. There's a lot more to it. Cosmic worship, God at work. So how do these thoughts we've talked about today, how do they make you feel about coming to worship on Sunday, even this coming Sunday? How do these thoughts help you in your worship? Will you think differently about anything? Will you behave differently in worship with your brothers and sisters? Will you perhaps, and this is an interesting thought, will you prepare differently before going to your next assembly? Why not share your thoughts and ideas with another person, perhaps at the service or beforehand? And finally, I'd suggest that we must all pray. Pray that God will make us more aware of our cosmic connections when we're worshiping together, and how he himself can empower you and me to get his work done through our times of worship. I hope you found this series helpful. Do give me some feedback. If there's things I've missed, please let me know and I'll make some videos on those. If you disagree with me, it's totally fine. Just let me know and give me a scriptural reason and let's discuss it. If you have any inclination to keep growing and learning about these things, and drop me a line and I'd like to work with you if that would be helpful, either you or your congregation. I am available for that as coming towards the end of this year and into 2025. So I can perhaps do some mentoring or coaching or workshops for you. So just do let me know. If you have any comments, please leave them here where we can all see them, because we want to learn from each other. We learn best when we're learning in community. If you'd like to deepen your biblical knowledge, then why not consider joining AIM UK and Ireland? The link is in the show notes. We just finished the Family Life module, and the next one coming up at the moment is worldviews, including world religions, how to reach out to and understand people from different backgrounds. If you've got any questions about the Bible, drop me an email. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then you can sign up for my newsletter at the website, and I'll send that to you. If you know anybody that might benefit from this recording, do please pass the link on. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell. Always, always, whatever else is going on, remember to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.